John, we have a lot of responses to our spring game conversation.
Yes, please.
Alex and Lincoln, it's good for families and kids. It's dumb to take it seriously. It's a practice.
I'm not saying people aren't taking it. I wasn't questioning whether or not people take it seriously. I'm just, from the entertainment value, there is no entertainment to it.
And I do think that it is
for me
lessened, which is interesting that the tickets have gone up. Like, one of the positives about the spring game, forget what you think about it on the field, because I agree with you. But the benefit of a cheap Saturday, mm-hmm. especially for families who don't get a chance to go to regular season games mm-hmm. or certainly can't afford regular season games, has always been pretty wonderful, right? 10 for a mom and a dad, let's say. Kids get in free, you know, mm-hmm. get a hot dog, some ice cream with John Cook, giant cone. Oh. You know, even then, it's still going to be much lesser than a regular Saturday. So the fact that it's now more expensive and kids cost to watch that god-awful product, I feel horrible for them.
I do too.
Yeah.
Well, I just found it fascinating that, you know, I thought there would be more interest given that you have, you know, a new quarterback.
That's why, right? Because year one, there's always a bump. We've seen that many, many times.
Many times.
Year two, maybe not so much, but quarterback battle years. But, all right, I can't believe we're diving into this, but do people view this as an actual quarterback battle? What was the quote that you read from the Sam McEwen thing last week? It's fake. It's a fake quarterback battle. I'm guessing a lot of people don't view it as an actual quarterback.
But again, it's a first chance to actually see him.
Yeah.
To actually see him in action and to see it for yourself and for those who, you know, whether or not they believe it's an actual battle or a fake battle or whatever you want to, you know, categorize it as, you want to see it for yourself.
Yeah, sure.
But it is what it is. By the way, you announced earlier, you didn't announce, but you mentioned that the Yankees longtime announcer John Sterling is going to retire. Well, he has retired.
Yeah, effective immediately.
Yeah, he is done. So
health issues?
I hope not, but I don't know. I'm not sure.
They're honoring him on Saturday at the ballpark, it sounds like.
So end of an era there. I didn't realize he'd been doing it for 36 years. I had also forgotten the first time he really was national. He used to be on the Braves broadcast back in the day on TV. I'd forgotten about that.
I didn't know that.
They used to have a slew of different guys do games, but it was Ernie Johnson Sr., Skip Carey, Harry Carey's son, Pete Van Weeren. I forgot that John Sterling was one of those guys for a little while. But I didn't watch many Braves games back in the day because they weren't the Cubs.
How about this? And you are going to find this incredibly rich. But City AM, which is apparently London of England.
London's
most read financial paper, so a newspaper over in London.
Oh, so it's like the Wall Street Journal.
I'll say that, sure.
You have to pronounce it like City AM.
Is reporting that Rory McIlroy could be close to joining LIV Golf for $850 million. Plus an ownership stake in the league.
$50 million.
Flushing It Golf, which tweeted this, and they are golf media from an ex-pro, adds, this report comes on the back of strong rumors among media members at the Masters.
Oh, my God.
Tough look for Rory, who was very loudly against LIV.
Hugely against it.
Yeah. Yikes.
You just had to find the price.
$150 million, almost $1 billion.
That would be the most, right? What was Phil? Do we know what Phil's was?
Phil was like a half bill, wasn't it? Wasn't it half bill Phil? Or 400 mil Phil?
And, you know, for Tiger,
the rumor was over a bill.
It was over $1 billion. Yeah, Phil was not this. Received $200 million from LIV.
Honestly, Tiger's playing the way he's playing now. He should have taken that because that would have been a steal. He would have finessed them.
I think that Tiger, I mean, he's at the end of his career. He's made a lot of money. I think he genuinely cares about how he's viewed. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think he wants to.
Oh, I do too. Yeah, Tiger's not good.
He doesn't want to do a cheap thing at the end of his career.
Mm. No, because Tiger realized.
I respect that.
To Tiger, I mean, his legacy. He is on the Mount Rushmore of golf.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least in that atmosphere.
Oh,
right?
Tiger?
Rory McIlroy is not and never will be.
No. Mm-hmm. No. Well, Seth Adams says, I don't blame Rory one bit. He was left out there by the tour brass and had no idea about the June 6th agreement. Get that money now before the tours come back together, in parentheses, maybe.
See, that's the thing. We thought, you know, this whole merger thing, and it was gonna heal everything, but we still have separation.
Mm-hmm.
We still haven't seen what's going to happen with all of this. $850 million.
Just shows how fake the money is for that organization. Like, it's just like, it's not a big deal.
They're just, and for what? See, that's the thing.
It's
I get the whole sports washing, but are people really going
Oh, I have a much better view.
Oh, man. Oh, the Saudi government. They're so much better now that they're paying one golfer, $850 million. Oh, I feel so much better about the Saudis now.
Yeah, I know. It implies that people are that, like, clueless or stupid.
It's that transparent what they're trying to do.
Yeah. Yeah, I just don't get how, like, this makes Joe Q sports fan, like, yeah, you know what? I've changed my tune because Rory plays there.
No. Not at all.
Yeah.
I guess Rory's doing the right thing, too, because he fell apart yesterday and over the weekend.
Mm.
He was
one of those really cool hats.
Where did he finish?
He wants to play on a team.
Yep.
Team golf.
Yep, and 54 holes, and he can wear shorts.
People like shorts.
It's like going to golf at a local course on the weekend.
Hanging with the boys, playing doubles.
Look at me. I got my shorts on. We're only playing 54 holes.
Is that how LIV works? Is it just doubles and triples, or is it...
Nick, you're asking a question about an organization that I don't watch.
Well, I didn't know if you...
That nobody watches.
Thank you. Yes, for reminding me, John. Yeah, I don't
Nobody watches.
Yeah. Yeah. Pedro says, hi, guys. I remember taking my son and his friend to the spring game and going on the field. We made the pledge, and my son's friend Andy made the pledge and excluded the alcohol portion. He said he did not want to lie about that. He knew he was going to drink alcohol. Honest friend. Congrats to Andy for being honest.
What was the nature of the drug and alcohol pledge was not to take those things when you were a child, right?
Well, I think the drug
one was...
It wasn't like a lifelong pledge,
I think
was the drug one, I mean...
Well, the drug one makes sense.
Back when I went and did the pledge, like a big nerd, it was 03. Weed wasn't legal at that point.
What's the pledge?
It's not legal now, Josh.
In a lot of states, it is, John.
Not in this state. The state that you lived in and took the pledge in, it is still illegal. It's illegal and still your illegal marijuana.
Except
by
for
the way.
Delta 8 for some reason. It's just it's kids saying I won't do drugs.
Oh.
Yeah. You don't know about drug-free pledges, Nick?
Look at his generation.
You keep talking about the pledge in Memorial Stadium like it was this massive rite of passage every Nebraskan took
it
when they hit
was.
When they came of age.
For I don't remember how many years.
I did it. Yep.
But yeah, for a while there, that was like the big thing was at halftime, all the kids will go down on the field and take the drug and alcohol free pledge.
Wow. Riley says, remind John that Husker Nation exists throughout this great country, not just Nebraska. Yeah, spread the good news of Husker Nation.
Like, we did Red Ribbon Week, but that was all happening within the confines of our classroom.
You are not allowed to smoke marijuana in or around Memorial Stadium.
I don't do that.
Or do anything with alcohol in or around Memorial Stadium.
They don't care about that.
Unless there's a band.
I mean, the marijuana is illegal, but the Barbarawana is legal.
Barbarawana.
I think we should give a new name for the fake marijuana that's now illegal in this state.
It's illegal now, too?
No, it is legal.
Oh, legal. Okay.
Yeah.
Why Barbara?
Delta 8
well,
and the Delta 9.
Well, instead of marijuana, it's
Barbara. Oh, I see. Okay. I see.
John just picked another woman's name.
Interesting.
Well, yeah. I mean,
Sally Wana.
Is Barbara the...
Barbarawana.
Is Barbara... adjacent to Mary?
Barbara.
No, it just goes well. Barbarawana.
Yeah.
What about Marlene? Why can't it be Marlene?
Who is Mary's?
Well, it doesn't make sense because
who's Mary's best friend?
Barbarawana.
In
the Bible. Barbara, apparently.
Oh.
Max says, for $850 million, I wouldn't blame him one bit. Not even the hypocrisy. Wouldn't we all be a hypocrite for $850 million?
I never said I wouldn't take it. In fact, if the LIV folks want to go ahead and throw, you know,
you'll do it?
$85 million my way.
To do a show, a radio show? A LIV radio show?
No, I'll play golf for them for $85 million.
Oh, interesting. I'd watch that. I would watch LIV if you went there.
It'd be funny if you had to do a radio show for them and they're like, all right, you have to have this as a guest, and it's just a severed head.
Oh my gosh. Riley says,
Martha Wana. That's the funny part about it is all they're doing, they're just paying these guys to play golf. They're not having to, you know, show up in any tourism videos or anything like that. At least I don't think
they
are.
Yeah, is it like NIL? They got to go, like, shake boosters' hands?
Yeah. Come over here, Phil, and shake the Saudi prince's hand.
Yeah, well, I want to shake his hand. Good luck, Phil.
I hope he takes it. Just for the S's and G's.
Mm. Now people are debating Delta 8 in the YouTube comment section.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Well, are they debating? I mean,
they're debating if it's like,
well, there's
good
like
or bad.
Delta 8.
Well, I'm not saying it's good or it's bad.
THCA.
I think our folks at 42
things.
Degrees do a fine job. But I just like a code name for it instead of marijuana. It's barber wine.
They also, John, they have the 42 Degrees The Source hotline by your mom's house.
By your mom's house. 402-951-1620.
Yeah, you can even text that phone number. It's pretty cool.
Yes, you can. Happy hour still to come.
Nice.
And more on 1620 The Zone.
But first, Josh and John here for the FanDuel Sportsbook, the NBA.
Playing.
Many are saying, John, and right now, how about this? You can get a no-sweat same-game parlay from FanDuel, which means bonus bets back if your same-game parlay does not win on any of the matchups tomorrow. You know about the same-game parlays. We've been talking about them for years now. Perfect way to combine your bets for a chance to score a bigger payday. And again, you get bonus bets back if your same-game parlay does not win with any of the Tuesday night matchups. Looking ahead to tomorrow, John, we have the West games. Lakers at Pelicans down in New Orleans. Warriors at Kings on the West Coast. Whatever you do, just go to FanDuel.com/1620.
I'm going to concoct a same-game parlay right now. I'm going to take the Pellies +1. But I'm also going to take LeBron to make the first basket and Anthony Davis to go over 24.5 points. Holy moly, Josh, that would play +3052.
Woo!
Now, you don't have to necessarily concoct one that long in terms of the odds. You can concoct whatever same-game parlay you like. And remember, you can still get your bonus bets back if that same-game parlay doesn't win. So I either win or I win, and all you have to do is visit FanDuel.com/1620. 21 plus and present in Iowa, minimum 3-leg parlay required. Refund issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expires 7 days after receipt. Max refund $5 unless otherwise specified. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.